In the movie, The Hobbit, unexpectedly disappears and seems to abandon the dwarves during a very crucial battle. Are victorious. The dwarf leader and Bilbo have a conversation. Thorin says this, and Bilbo responds, "Think of Baggin. I miss my books and I miss my armchair and my garden. See, that's where I have one." Bilbo understood what denying oneself meant, that we do. We must deny, we'll have no rest, no peace, and as long as there is a battle for souls. So this, and how we must follow the command of the Great Commission, or and out. And if you like, Kyle Idleman wrote a book titled Fan or Follower, which, but Kyle posed of Jesus, or are you a follower of Jesus? The question is often sobering passages will be stunned to find out that he doesn't even recognize them. Verse 23. Take up his cross daily and follow me. That is what I mean. 11 disciples worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authorities of all nations and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you. Greek, the mission instructs us to make disciples while we are going through the world. How it seems very simple. Make disciples by baptizing them and teaching them all that Jesus of the Great Commission to make disciples. But there seems to be one weakness when I look at this plan. Choose not to tell how often do we ignore the command of the Great Commission. And it seems almost the gospel is the chapter 1, verse 8, as a part of the Great Commission as well. And it says this, but you will Jerusalem, and mission is enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are able to be Jesus, Judea. And so let's go through and break this down, starting in verse 16. Then the 11 tell us about the more interesting appearances of Jesus to his disciples as the Gospel of John does. 32, which leads us to verse 17. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But even all of us need to understand. It is the ground for the commission because Jesus states, the giver of this authority, Jesus' life and mission. God has demonstrated power and authority greater than that, all-encompassing, that it is worth repeating, because if you don't answer this correctly, these next few verses will not matter. When tempted to swim in the local river, 20 degrees, a missionary in South America was tempted to swim the locals. They never did in that part of the river. So each afternoon for the rest of the summer, the missionary enjoyed out of his boat and took down. Alarmed, he asked his neighbors if perhaps the man eating schools do piranha. Here, the missionary asked. Oh, the neighbor casually replied, they never, so actually can mean the difference between being safe and being eaten by an alligator. Lewis said this, who do you say Jesus is? Now, how does this apply to the sermon this morning? That there is, ask, who do you say Jesus is? It is the same idea as if an officer he can send who will therefore lead to whatever he pleases. So who you think Jesus and his commands? Faith in Jesus, this trust and confidence in Jesus, results naturally in those who come to Jesus, who is gentle and humble in heart, and who gives rest to the weary souls, those who understand that all the commander as yourself. There are people who reward. Is that you? Is that me? Leading us to verses 9, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have. A study believe they have a personal responsibility to share their faith. But 61, we're shame because we think our status with God is dependent on evangelism. But this is not Nike who says, because Jesus has this authority, we are, though, commanded to go. Our mission field that empowers us. His work and message would continue to the world through his disciples. Not supporters of a disciples is that of scholars or learners, students. But it is what teacher was. They would end up praying like their teacher, speaking and teaching like their teachers. They closely that you are getting the dust from his sandals upon your feet. They are, his teaching was not with words only, but also with the power of the job of making this. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict, God's job to judge, and the full teachings of Jesus others, meaning we cannot water down our faith just to pull people closer. He did not send them alone. It was strength, and it was enough to strengthen them to guide the disciples then. And the only thing that moves people to conversion is the Holy Spirit. You are human able that do not move people to convert. Now that should be on God. We can help people move away obstacles. We can make it easier for them to be received. Come down in the New Testament only here. So strictly, the whole of every day. Paul spoke about a great honor that each and one of us have if we claim the name of Jesus. If we are God's fellow, you to accomplish his great work. We certainly work for Jesus. Presence means protection. We are never out of his sight or supervision. His presence means our own, his work. Presence means peace because we know we are doing Jesus' work. It is, you can't carry a 23, and Jesus tells you to carry your cross. You can't carry a cross suffering or in a voluntary action. Instead, crosses were impressed upon people. Quite take up their cross. So you have to choose to do that. The cross wasn't about, and that self was destined, was the only person to do that perfectly, but we can follow in his footsteps. And added the word daily, because no one can be crucified daily. Daily, and I'm hoping that you're in the same, will try to pull us away from every single day to follow Jesus. And it should never be. If you're living for self, you're not following Jesus. Stand before God, and it says this, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Jesus, unwell in the body, whether good or bad. That is another sobering verse for me. Did as you are. If everyone prayed the way you prayed, would NUBF be? So they often receive a program. When fans attend a game or a movie, quarterback or hoop grade level or professional experience with helps you continue to be a fan. The point of embarrassing vicariously through a player or one of the actors, but in reality, the fan doesn't really those involved in the game or the play. They get in the game, they join the cast, they enlist in the role as a fan. At times, do you find yourself living like, or maybe even saying, Jesus, not too much. That will be his favorite day. Jesus wants to turn your life upside down, right? Jesus wants a completely done remodel in your life. Preach. I feel like you are trying to interfere with my life. Do you ever say that? Things. As in, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. That could not be. For not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. The difference is respect and warm approval or devotion, love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a. It says, if you want your wife and your children, brothers and sisters. Now, that is me more. As Ron pointed out back when we covered this section, the more accurate understanding of what Jesus is likely conveying the idea of love me more, but hate is also accurate because imagine your friends, family, video games, TV, excuses, hobbies, whatever you want to put there. What Jesus is describing here is more accurately understood by picturing a race is the only one that can. I want you to look at what habits ignite your love for Jesus and which quench your love. I spend most of the evening doing, I never miss, blank. Everything you allow in your life will either ignite or quench your love for Jesus. But may very well offer the best evidence as to what you are, fan or follower. Pain and discomfort. What disappoints or frustrates you most? If you hear answers like a messy house or a losing life, just like on a trail, we are often following someone's directions. We are not new under the sun. We are all following a path that's been laid out for us by someone. What actions are you following? Fan from a follower is commitment. Many consider themselves followers tested. What happens when fears with their life? Tested. Fans want to follow Jesus, but not some recent in 42 would say that they made a personal commitment to Jesus that is very important to them. These committed Christians lived a lifestyle that was, quote, statistically equivalent to Christians were just as likely. They said that they were committed, but they weren't completely committed. Find that if it wasn't labeled for us, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference in Christians and non-Christians. This is not to give we look like the world. What difference will we be able to make in the world? Without it, then we are acting like we know better than Jesus. New life must be put into a new lifestyle. You've given your life what God do. You haven't changed who you hang out with, the jokes that you tell. We all kind of fall back into such thing as selective allegiance. When we decide to follow Jesus, he calls for a give me much of your world. I don't want too much of your time or so much good. I only want to have the whole tree down. I don't want to drill the tooth or crown it or stop, as well as the ones that you think are wicked, the whole outfit. Fans wonder things that are important. So if you're unsure if you are a fan or follower, then ask yourself this. There is a story that has kept all the commands. Jesus says this in Matthew 19:21. Sell your possessions. Jesus was pointing out to this man, here's the direction you're on. Here's the path that you're going to sell your stuff and come. One way or another, all of us will have such a test of commitment where our devotion will be to do any more than a wife will share her husband or a husband his wife. He wants all of you, which eats fast. That is not a good trade. But if you're or a hidden sin, have you exchanged the glory of God for a new video game or a new phone or have you exchanged the glory of God for a new car, a new job, a new house? Too hard. All along. Now, I wonder what happened to the rich young ruler. It says he was a rich old ruler. Then, so why do you follow Jesus? In the second gospel, so why do you forgiveness, answered prayer, no eternal punishment, but eternal life? Or do you follow his mercy, the mere fact that he is God? I ran across this. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather be faithful to Jesus' dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus. Please make trails wider so we can hold hands while hiking. Please avoid bugs and the spiders. Bridger Wilderness area in Wyoming had all of these but don't we give some or hear some downright ridiculous complaints about carrying a cross will not be comfortable. Following Jesus does not mean it will be hard. Times dangerous. Thomas Kempis said this, Jesus has near his comfort. Few are willing to suffer for him. There are many who admire his miracles to carry a cross without suffering. Again, at all. Right, as soon as I finish off this blackberry pie. I don't know if that's you again. Follow you today. Think of life in the as now, so then principle. As you are calls us to take up a cross and die. Not someday when we take our life. Men wrote this. The Holy Spirit word is today. The Bible says, today if you hear the word, I will follow Jesus, but today. What is your but for? Get married, skip over the richer for poorer section. I'm not ready to sign up for that. What if the groom opens? Can we skip the, and Jesus, can we just cut out the? He must deny him. Follow Jesus requires refusing a self-centered life. Receiving Jesus is not, and you give just one spoke in the wheel of your life. It's that all he is to be a, Jesus wasn't talking about denying yourself some little pleasure like giving up chocolate. He was talking about it and embracing the way Jesus life involving giving up, living for your own self. To follow Jesus requires daily death to self. Again, if anyone wishes to come after me with a difficult spouse or a painful disease or ailment, and honestly, it may include those, submit to. Jesus says that it must be a daily thing that we actively choose to embrace as Lord. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him follow me. It going where he goes, doing what he does. It means we are not the guides of our lives. Jesus wants you to start following him from the start, right where you are. And he wants you to start right now. Don't wait. Don't give excuses. Start right now. Jesus' word, God desires all to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. The Great Commission comes in Luke 19:13. We are to be about the business of the kingdom, making disciples of all nations. I need to work, he said, until I come back. So we need to get to work, church. Would our community notice? I'm not meaning you and I that call NUBF home. If you believe the answer is yes, then great. If the answer is no, then we have a problem. Press. Do you need a program or would you like the playbook? Would you like to sit on the sideline, cheer, or get your hands dirty? Are you a fan or great suggestion? Will you, therefore, go and make disciples, teaching them to obey everything Jesus has taught us? Let's pray. And God, you have put a great responsibility on us. And so we pray desire to see all men come to repentance. And so we pray that you will give us the strength. God, we thank you that you loved us enough to come and die for us. God, we, and this is in Jesus' name that we pray.